David, here we are at the Bodø/Glimt Stadium on the other side of the Arctic Circle. What's your thoughts ahead of tomorrow's huge game?
Obviously just finished training. Positive thing, everybody who's travelled, fit, healthy and well. Looking forward to the game. Say we're certainly, or I'm not, under no illusion how difficult the challenge is going to be. We had an incredible performance and result last week. We've given ourselves an opportunity, but that's all it is. We've kept ourselves in the tie. Bodø are an extremely talented team. We've seen some of their game on Saturday in the league game where they won 5-0. They've got a strong home record. So we're here to hopefully spoil the party and play as well as we can, and say we look forward to it. The players are ready. They've done everything that we've asked so far in pre-season, their fitness levels, but we're going to have to go the extra little bit tomorrow. Some of our blocks and tackles and defending last week was good, but we'll probably need to be better on Wednesday. Some of our forward play was okay, can be better, and if it is better tomorrow night, we feel as if we've got players who can capitalise and hopefully not only create chances but take chances. It's a European game, which winning away sometimes in your domestic league can be tough. Winning away in Europe, especially the Champions League, is tough. But we had a quick chat with the players after the game, and I want the players to believe, first and foremost, we're here to win. It's going to be a challenge to win, and worst case scenario, we take away a draw, and we leave going through.
They have a great home record here. But we're on a good run, two home wins, clean sheets. We want to keep our form and momentum going, don't we?
Yeah, of course. And again, it's important that not only the I believe and the staff believe, that the players believe. Say one thing that we never do as a group is get too far ahead of ourselves or too carried away. And I don't think we've done that last week. The players prepared immaculately last week and went in the end. Although possession stats and everything else might have went against us, but we more than stayed in the game, deservedly stayed in the game. And then at the end, whether we deserved to win or not was another thing, but we did. So we'll need to be, as I said before, we want to be better. We'll need to be better. But we look forward to it. So it's a tidy little stadium. The pitch is obviously different in terms of what we normally play on, and even some of the 4G pitches that we play on back home it's different. But we look forward to it. Say I can't wait. And say I want the players are, you know, Linfield have had a long distinguished career success story. And we want to try and add to that and whatever spectacular way that we can.
We'll respect them, but they'll respect us after last week, won't they?
Yeah, they may do. And again, maybe they come to Belfast last week and maybe thought that it would be an easy tie for them. They were probably pretty happy with the draw and the tie. So again, our players have put so much into last week. There's no point putting so much into last week and not the same, if not more, tomorrow night. I say they're ready. We travelled out, freshened up. We went for a walk today. We trained. They'll relax and rest tomorrow and prepare for a huge game.
But the arrangements and the preparations have all been first class. The charter, the hotel, the surroundings, everything. You know, the club has done everything that it possibly can to help the players and the staff prepare for a big game here tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, myself as a manager and the players, we respect that. And again, we've given so much. I think these players, especially this group of players over the last number of years, have given so much to the club again. But I'm asking them to dig deep again, keep going to the well. And if we do, who knows, Bodø are quite capable, as proven, not only on Saturday in their league game, but some of the bigger clubs in European football last year, that they're quite capable, certainly at home, of demolishing teams. So you go into it with, there's a little bit of fear, of course, because again, there's so much at stake. But the players, as I say, we've prepared the players as best we can. We'll pick our strongest team, what we feel as if can go and play. We'll have changes in the bench and changes in our minds ready for if and when need it for tomorrow night. So bring it on.
huge game. Jose Mourinho has stood here, Ange Postecoglou has stood here, and David Healy will be here tomorrow night. All the very best, David, for another huge game in the history of this great club.
Cheers, Andy.